March 5th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My sadness is those who do not search out my will in everyday decisions. My joy is those souls who search for my will and abide by it. Those who desire to please me in every way are already living in the New Jerusalem. I wrap my arms around them and embrace them in good times and in bad. I continue to address the world through these messages, as my paternal desire is to increase the remnant. It is the remnant who must carry the tradition of faith forward. The remnant must tenaciously cling to the truths of the faith, despite society's opposition. The new morality has taken its toll on this generation, and sound morals are deemed old-fashioned. My will is in every present moment. Crosses are given to strengthen the soul if he accepts them as part of my permitting will. Acceptance of your crosses brings grace into the world where sin prevails. Grace of the conviction of consciences and conversion of hearts. Therefore, your surrender to any cross increases my remnant. Understand, then, how important your acceptance of any cross is to me. Persevere." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 22. "So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a temple, a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 14 through 18. "Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured as a libation upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.